This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and right in my own backyard is one of the amazing attractions right here in Connecticut, across New England, and has some world-renowned history and consequence. Well, but we'll get into that. Joining me this morning is Lindsay Winters with Alice Entertainment and Lake Compound. She's their communications director. Lindsay, thank you for joining me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So it's the opening weekend of Lake Compound. It's a little historic. It's been around a little bit. This isn't like the 10th anniversary. How long has this theme park been around here in Connecticut?
Yeah, so we're celebrating 177 years this year. So, you know, we're really proud of that fact. And, you know, we are America's first amusement park. So we really pride ourselves on the history and the longevity of the park.
I think one thing that really keeps the park going for these 177 years, it is ever changing. You guys are adding new things, different activities. You know, even after the theme park closes in the winter, there's the Festival of Lights. There's all the different things that kind of keep park. This year is no different. You guys are doing some new things, interesting, and more things to come as the season progresses.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, we're adding concerts back to the park this year for the first time in about 30 years on our all-new Floating Lake stage. So they're really coming, you know, they're coming to the park in a very unique way. And that'll kick off Memorial Day weekend. So we're really excited to bring that to everybody in and for some of the acts that are coming as well.
I guess you could say the bread and butter back in the good old days of the park. Like, there was those concerts, it was a venue for to go, and it wasn't just about rides, and still not about the rides. It's bringing those community events into the park to get people more excited than just, if they're not ride people, there's so many other things they can do inside the park.
Yeah, no, that's very true. You know, we have great food and beverage offerings. We've expanded our potato patch this year, added a new seating location. We obviously have the concerts. We have our Halloween event, Phantom Fall Fest, and then we have our Holiday Lights event as well. So kind of something for everybody all throughout the year.
Now, in my opinion, the Potato Patch is like the most underrated food spot in the park. Like, you can get a massive tray of fries, and you can watch, and that's the thing, they're not coming out of a bag frozen. Like, the guys and the girls are in the back, and you can watch them dropping them through the slicers. They're fresh. And then the chicken tenders, like, everything is fresh there. And in my mind, that's probably one of the most underrated food venues. And thank you for expanding that, because I spend a lot of time there in the summer.
Yeah, we're really excited. And we're actually launching a 64-ounce bucket this year. So you can get 64 ounces of potato patch fries.
That means when I go with the kids, I actually might get a few of them myself instead of like having to grab them and run.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, the other food, there's so much food there. Like, it's one of those things, every corner you go around, there's a different food thing, and they're all themed. Like, I love the diner up top of the hill by Thunder Wrap, the other side, the log ride. You know, I love going there and getting some food. Then you have the potato patch, and then you can get the pizza down in the water park area. Inside the pavilion, there's everywhere. How do you guys keep it fresh? Like, is there like some crazy meeting you guys have in the off season? Like, what do you got for me? What can we do to make this, you know, a new thing this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're always looking for new fun things to add to the park. But then, you know, the staples people love, right? People love their chicken tenders, their burgers, their fries, funnel cakes, fried dough. So, you know, we always meet to see how we can kind of elevate those foods. But we really, you know, we think about the basics and how we can make them that much better. You know, just like the fries, making them fresh fries instead of frozen fries and things like that.
Get Pinky's hot dogs by the carousel. You got it all there.
And you know, yeah.
I touched on this a little bit before we got going, and there's two historic world-class roller coasters at Lake Compounds. One of them just had a nice makeover. One of them is getting a makeover. What did you guys do to Boulder Dash to make it more exciting this year? Kids want to annoy me more to go on.
Yeah, so we've added about 580 feet of Titan Track, it's called. So it'll actually make the ride smoother and even a little bit faster in the location that the new tracking is. So it's a steel tracking that overlays on the coaster. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, we'll see how it goes this year, and maybe we'll add some more in the future.
Now, are people still coming, like, do you see tours and coming from all over to ride these roller coasters still?
Yeah, so Boulder Dash has been voted the world's best wooden roller coaster 5 times, and it's actually been on the top 10 list ever since it was built in 2000. So, you know, people from all around the world come to ride the coaster. It's really something that helps put Lake Compounds on the map. So we're really proud of it. And, yeah, it's definitely still a big draw for people.
One of the big draws in my, God forbid, I will not go. And I don't do heights. The kids got me on. I did Boulder Dash with the kids a few times. One of my kids likes the Sky Coaster. He's just insane. Oof. They've tried to get me on Phobia, and I'm like, God bless you, kid. I will watch you from the ground. But you know, I'm like, let's go to the kiddie coaster, and I'm down with that. Like, the drop zone that's in the kiddie area, I'm cool with that. The little cars that go around the back, I'm okay with that. Yep. But that's the thing. There's something for everyone. I'm not a big ride guy. We grew up in Bristol. My kids have been going there since able to walk. There is something for everyone. And adding, I want to get back to the concerts, because you have some amazing acts coming through that people might not really like right here. And this is a new concept. It's a floating stage. Like, how do you get these artists out there? Dinghy, a paddle boat? Do they have to swim it? Like, how are we getting to the stage?
So there's actually there's a dock that they'll just walk out onto the dock, onto the stage. It'll connect the two. But yeah, we're really excited, you know, kicking off Memorial Day weekend. We have a Red Hot Chili Peppers tribute band. And then on Sunday, we have Jared Neiman. He's a country guy coming out. We have a few other big name acts layered in there throughout the summer too. CeeLo Green, Everclear, Kenan Smith, All for One. So we're really excited. And, you know, every single concert is free and included with your general admission ticket or with your season pass.
Okay, because that was my next question. Like, is this add-on things, that ticketed event, or you can kind of just sit in the lazy river and chill and listen to CeeLo Green, if you will? I'm kind of upset. You know, how come Milli Vanilli's not on the list?
Well, they actually have both passed away.
But that's one of the, you know, people don't realize the history that Lake Compounds has for music. And I always throw this out to people for that trivia thing, because they're like, oh, you're from Bristol, that's where that four-letter sports complex is. I'm like, yes, but right across the street is Lake Compounds. And that's where Milli Vanilli got found out to be lip singing. So throw that in your trivia bucket of knowledge and sit on it.
Yes.
So, I mean, one of the things too is it's opening weekend. The weather's not, we'll say, the greatest, but you know, the water park isn't open. Memorial Day weekend, the water park's open, so everyone could go down the slides. You have a new, I think I might do this one if the kids convince me enough, ride in the water park this year.
Yeah, so we actually opened Venus Vortex in 2021. So we're really excited about that one. And that will be open as of Memorial Day weekend. And then last year we opened Storm Surge. It is our lighthouse slide. So we actually added lights and sounds to that. So there's speakers and color changing lights, and it's a really unique experience as you're going down that body slide.
I've done that one. That one's, I'm like, that's the height limit that I'm hitting. I'll hold the railing for dear life while I'm up there and go down it, because the kids kind of suckered me. I'll take it. Now, you've been with Lake Compounds a little. Is there some insider knowledge that people should know about things that you might not want people to know about, but you don't think they get enough credit at the park?
I know you said the weather is not the best this weekend. I would argue that coming when you feel like the weather isn't the best, you're going to have a great time, you know, especially just in the rain and not thunder and lightning. We, you know, operate a good amount of our rides, you know, anything that has a tire on it. So like the Ferris wheel, the pirate ship, those things can't run if it's raining really hard, but you know, we're still open. We're still there. People think, you know, there's a little bit of rain and we shut down the park. That is not the case. We're there, rain or shine. So we really like to encourage people to come out no matter what the weather is, and, you know, that they'll enjoy their experience. And, you know, if we have to close the park due to weather, when they're there, we actually offer you a free ticket to come back a different day when the weather's a little bit better. So it's definitely worth it to make the ride out. And then our season passes, you know, if you're going to come to the park more than once, I always tell people to go for that season pass, especially the higher level tiers, like the gold pass, you know, that gets you your free parking, your free soda. It gets you into the park all season long. So, you know, for our Halloween event and our Christmas event. So, you know, we really just encourage people to look at those options, and it actually saves them some money in the long run.
That's the thing. One of the things we'll hit on real quick. I know, you know, high school kids are going to be getting out soon. College kids are coming home. You guys are still looking for some employees to look over rides and stuff like that. And so if there is someone listening and they're looking for maybe a summer job, how can people go about doing that?
Yeah. We take applications all summer long, and then we eventually start hiring for Phantom Fall Fest. So the hiring never really stops around Lake Compounds. So if you are interested in applying, you can head to lakecompounds.com/employment and fill out a quick application there. And, you know, we'll figure out what departments we still need help in and get you all set up and ready to go.
Excellent. Well, Lindsay, thank you for joining me today. I'm sure we'll meet up at the park one day this year and we'll have a hot dog or a fried dough or a burrito or any of the other amazing foods at Lake Compounds. So I thank you for joining me today. It's opening weekend at Lake Compound. The weather's not the greatest, but think about it. The lines won't be that long for a lot of these rides. So get out there. Like Lindsay said, if you're going to go more than once, which why couldn't you, get your season pass. They got the platinum pass, the gold pass, the bronze pass, silver pass, all the passes that you could possibly need. Take a look at it, lakecompounds.com. Lindsay, thank you for joining me today, because it's things like Lake Compounds and other events that happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.